Everybody, this is Dania here, naturopath and energetics therapist, and I'm bringing you the Magical Mothering podcast. I am here to nurture the mamas who are raising highly sensitive children and feeling a bit disconnected from themselves and who they are. And in this episode, I really want to touch on who are the highly sensitives that I'm talking about, the new children, and how this crosses paths or intertwines with the neurodivergence as well. So just to get things started, let's talk about some different definitions. So neurodivergent. Neurodivergent means different to the typical. So if we're talking about a neurodivergent brain, we're talking about the neurodevelopment has grown to be on a different path, a different wavelength to what is typically seen. Okay, I'm not going to use the word normal because I just do not like that and it does not fit for this scenario. So that's not what I'm saying. It's what's typically seen. So neurotypical means the typical is the most common aspect that has been studied or seen. And this is what our modern society has been based off of. It's what a lot of studies are based off of, a neurotypical viewpoint of what is standardized. Okay. And the world is designed with that neurotypical brain in mind. What does neurodiverse mean? Neurodiverse means it's a group. It's a group calling or a collective terminology for a collection that is neurodiverse is a group of people, say, who are both neurodivergent and neurotypical. So this is actually what our communities and our societies are made up of. We are a neurodiverse community, but there is challenges in that. Even though we are a neurodiverse community or society, we are living in a neurotypical designed world with neurotypical expectations and demands. So that's the kicker. All right, now where does this highly sensitive terminology come into play? So highly sensitive is sort of like a catch-all cry, term that we can use across the board. And I use this term because I think that it captures those who are diagnosed and feel like they are highly sensitive people, but it also captures those that are not diagnosed and still are feeling highly sensitive. They're still feeling these traits that their brain isn't the same as everyone else's. And this may be because it is really difficult to get a diagnosis, especially if you're an adult woman. It is really difficult to be able to clarify how this works for you, because a lot of the time we have been living in a world that we've had to mask or create our own ways of coping to be able to keep up. So even though we might look like a duck on the surface of the water, calm and collected, under the surface, our feet are paddling like crazy, trying to do all of these sort of little implementations that make sure that we're going to be okay. And don't, don't get me started, but here, we're already going, is that where we come into all of the things that come out or all the ways that our body has compensated for this stress load, this burden, comes out physically in hormonal dysregulation, stress conditions, cortisol, lots of different digestive issues, anxiety, depression, all of these things that come out because women are masking their neurodivergent traits and having to maintain really high expectations because we have that load of perfectionism, of driving to be high achievers. And it's 10 times harder when the world is, or society isn't set up for you to achieve in the way that works best for you. Okay, so this is what I'm talking to when I say our highly sensitive children or our highly sensitive selves. This is talking to you if you are sensing that you have higher sensitivities. And this is calling to you if you have a neurodivergent diagnosis, if you have a self-identification that is completely valid, or you are unsure. I'm speaking to you. So this is for your children, for yourselves. Okay. Now, yeah, my audience is highly sensitive. So this can be you if you are neurodivergent, or if you even identify as neurotypical, but you just feel things so sensitively. High empathy, high intuition. This is for you. So I want to just clarify a bit more the difficulty of getting that diagnosis. So my opinion is that diagnosis for autism, ADHD, a variety of things on the spectrum is really for the privileged. The cost of the assessment is quite high, really, and in Australia. And the thing is that the waiting lists are ridiculous to try and even get in to see somebody, to get a screening, to get an assessment. And it's really needs to catch up. The mainstream medical world needs to catch up with the wave that is coming of neurodivergence that is evolving, that people are coming to this deeper awareness, that they have felt this difference to the world, not fitting in, not feeling right in the world, feeling like they're always behind. And this has really caused an epidemic of self-worth issues in women, especially, because the idea of somebody having ADHD is it's mainly an idea. It's stereotypically a boy, and I think it just stays with you as a child, and that you'll grow out of it. But no, it doesn't. It's not something that you grow out of. It's something that you learn to mask and cope with. And it's not just boys; it's girls too. And it's been completely under-recognized, in girls, and underdiagnosed. And we've got women that are getting these late diagnoses. Something that's really important to realize is the wave of diagnoses in women is that we get waves of diagnoses coming out in late teens, so around the end of high school exams, VCE, your studies and all of that coming to a head, high stress period of life. And we get an exacerbation of these traits of executive dysfunction and regulation, self-regulation falling out of sync for you. And then it has another wave in postpartum. Postpartum is a huge wave of people realizing that they have these neurodivergent traits. It's also another coming of age of self. You like we've had that coming in age of from child through maidenhood, coming into her womanhood at that age. This is another coming of into self after postpartum. It's that new rebirthing of self, and you go into another cave of self-discovery and working out who you are and where you fit in the world, and finding a new tribe, and how you want to your honor code and your values are shifting. And so you want to delve into that, and you think this isn't right. Maybe you're getting diagnoses for your own children as they're growing, and you're realizing that they you're going through all of these appointments with your children, and you're hearing all of these terms and traits and recognizing them within yourself. But once again, going back to that cost prohibition of assessments is perhaps you've burned out all of your resources financially in getting appointments done for kids and, you know, having to go through multiple children even. And then when it gets to your turn, you think, oh, I'll be fine. We'll just leave that for now. Same thing happens with the executive function that it takes to book assessments, to follow up with these assessments, to get all of these appointments that are needed and forms done in order to get that assessment, that label. Oh. There's so much that comes with it. The other wave, when we've noticed this wave of diagnoses in women, is in perimenopause or premenopause, which is another wave of that initiation of self, coming back into who am I and what are my values, resurfacing all of again. It's also an amped up time where stress is, you're quite sensitive to different stresses, and therefore you're changing your chemical makeup, taking an extra toll on your neurotransmitters, and therefore having an exacerbation of traits. So you notice I'm not saying symptoms, because I'm not seeing any ADHD or autism as a disease or as a illness or as a sickness or as anything like that. It's not a disorder. I really dislike the terminology that was used. I don't see these things as disorders, and I don't see them as disabilities. I see them as, and to comment on that, is that I know that they can be really disabling if you are pushing yourself to fit into the world as it is today, because it's not made for you. And that's where I feel like this is, it's just a different way of being. And we are able to shift our own perspective of our life and the way that we build our world and see how we live and thrive and how we think and how we learn to create ways that actually work for us and the way that our brain is working. So I just want to say that I see you and I am you. And I think that self-identification is so valid, okay, because of the cost prohibitiveness of assessments, because of the executive function that it takes. You know you. I have known since I was a child that my brain was different, and that was enough for me to know that my brain is different and I have to do things in a different way for it to make sense to me. And through my work in my postpartum, I went through energy work as my savior in my postpartum and my coming back to self. And I went down a path of self-compassion, radical self-compassion, to accept everything that I was, and in my shadow self, all of the parts of myself that I thought were shameful or wrong, or, you know, laziness, that not being able to focus on things or hyper-focus too much on things. Went through that path of self-compassion to come out at the other end of, you know, that world doesn't work for me. Couldn't work in corporate, couldn't do that job, couldn't do this sort of lifestyle. And I had to build, come back to nothing so that I could build my life the way that was going to be supportive for my brain and my processes and the way that works for me and my children. So we had to start something fresh that is built for us. And I think that is so important. And then I was able to come across the hype. It was a hype that built around neurodivergence. And I was just like, yeah, of course I am. And there was no need. I had no real drive to go and get that assessment and that proof for myself, because I already knew it within myself. And that was enough for me to know that, yeah, I completely relate to being on the spectrum. And that's okay with me. I completely see that in my children, and I'm being like, yep, and that's enough for me. And I want to just completely validate you if you are needing that assessment and you would really want to have that identification gifted to you. I completely understand where you're coming from as well. And that's okay. And some people want to go down the path of trying the medications that are available for ADHD. And if that's something you want to do, I support you as well. Find what works for you. Okay. My family haven't gone down that need for medications because we have gone from a lifestyle and diet perspective in supporting our bodies holistically, and a lifestyle shift, energetic shifts, that radical self-compassion, and a thriving in our own ways for that. So yeah, I just want to completely validate self-identification and also validate your need if you want to go and seek, explore, and talk about it. That's fine. But yeah, this is my story and my take on the whole picture of highly sensitive people. And if this is fitting for you, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your stories and how you relate. This is just my opinion. So take it or leave it. But if you are resonating with any of this, or feeling seen or feeling validated, then thank you. Thank you for being here and listening to me. I have so much love for you. And if you would like some support energetically or through diet and lifestyle, and being supported through herbal medicine, nutrients, and filling in the gaps with nutrient deficiencies or gut health, which are all huge contributors to our neurotransmitters and the way that our body regulates things like dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, all beautiful hormones or neurotransmitters that are for our regulation. Because yeah, things like ADHD, it's more like a regulation deficit rather than anything else, not attention, because we have attention for the things that we are intrinsically motivated for, which is so beautiful. And I love that. If you need anything like that, let me know. But yeah, otherwise, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.